Gold producer DRD Gold's reported interim revenue up 6% to 1.25 billion rand due to higher gold production and gold sales, and despite a 4% decline in the average rand gold price received. Headline earnings per share came in at 14.3 cents, and with that return to profit, the miners declared a 5 cents interim dividend. CEO Neil Pretorius joins me in studio now. Neil, thanks so much for joining us today. So even with this improved performance and the announcement of your dividend taking your share price up today, it's hard to deny that the politics have stolen some of the attention off the numbers today. So I have to ask you right at the top, how are you feeling as a miner, as an investor operating in South Africa right now?
Today I'm quite happy to take a backseat to the political events and not get the main, not be the main attraction. And I think we've all been waiting for this day. So in the short term, obviously, there's going to we will probably see continued strength in the rand, which is having an impact on margin, mm-hmm. because we produce in rand, and we sell in dollar. But I think in the long term, just from an availability of capital perspective, from hopefully a change in governance generally, insofar as utilities are concerned, like Eskom, availability of new capital markets, I think we were all very excited about the prospect.
Of course, we wait to see the extent to which all of this translates into actual policy implementation, what it means for the revised mining charter in particular. So early days yet, but amidst it all, you've managed to move from a headline loss per share of 2.4 cents in the comparative period last year to profitability, with gold production up 11%. So take us through things from an operational perspective on your side.
Sure. A lot of this is attributed, or attributable rather, to events of 2017. It was a year, an in-between year for our company. We changed some of the operating procedures, some of the management procedures that we have in place, the monitoring equipment and tools that we have in place, so the plant's become far more predictable and mm-hmm. stable. We've also moved away from the West Rand towards the Central Rand. That's brought about a fairly significant reduction in overhead costs, total cost. We're saving 24 million rand a year on water through also infrastructure changes in 2017. So it's by and large because of, I think, the platform that we established in the 2017 financial year, and we're now in a position to take advantage of that.
Yeah, of course, you derive these operational benefits from a financial perspective from Ergo. It's the automated monitoring system that you've highlighted, a more stable flow of material into the plant as well. But the amount of raw materials that was put through the plant declined by 3%, while the amount of gold produced, as I highlighted, increased 11%. So how exactly are you achieving that?
It's a slight improvement in plant efficiency and also a slight increase in head grade. So the materials that we put through the plant improved slightly in quality and just the general performance of the plant as well. And then also taking into account the fact that a lot of the plant's capacity in the previous year was taken up by cleanup materials, so to speak, which were of a slightly lower quality than what we're mining at the moment.
Okay, let's hone in on what you alluded to, and that the fact that you've got efficiencies coming through and your operating costs coming down, a cash operating cost 8% lower, all-in sustaining costs 7% lower. How much lower can you take things on that front?
Well, look, I think on the whole, we've taken costs pretty much to where we can take it. Mm-hmm. From now onwards, it's a matter of just good cost discipline going forward, making sure that the systems that we have in place, that we monitor those closely. It's very easy when you're doing well, for discipline to start slipping a little bit. So we'll just hone in on that and make sure that we do remain disciplined. The unit costs that you're seeing to a large extent are a function of higher gold production, so you do get a dilution of unit cost the more gold you produce. Our efficiency measure really is our cost per ton, and that has also been trending in the right direction, and we'll keep a keen eye on that. That combined with good plant efficiency is what makes this business work.
I guess it becomes more so an imperative where you've got this improving rand scenario as well, or rand strength as we see it today. And while today's stance may be a knee-jerk reaction to the announcement last night, a positive rand is very much anticipated to be on the cards for a while yet. So how do you mitigate against that and its implication on the rand gold price moving forward?
We planned for or we foresaw as one of the scenarios in our budget planning process last year in May and June before we submitted our new year budget to, mm-hmm. to the board, the 2018 budget to the board. We considered as one of the scenarios the fact that there might be a change in leadership. We considered that to be a possibility, not a probability. And as a consequence, one of our models suggested that there would be a strengthening of the rand, and we wanted to be in a position where we could achieve break even at 485,000 rand a kilo. And in fact, we did quite a bit better than that. The cost per unit was lower than 460,000 rand a kilo. So we made sure that, I think, in the model and how we approached the year, that we built in a bit of daylight. The strengthening of the dollar, the dollar price, yeah. The weakening of the dollar and the strengthening of the international gold price in dollar terms, that has offset the impact of a stronger rand quite a bit. So the rand price of gold, the local price of gold, is not as weak as we'd anticipated, considering the changes, the political changes. And it does seem as though the international gold price is on the right trend, despite the fact that the United States are softening their position on interest rates and so forth. Typically, that would have had the effect that the international gold price would decline. It didn't happen this time around. And I consider that to be a healthier scenario yeah. than a weaker rand. If we can have good purchase parity locally, which means that fuel is cheaper than what you would otherwise have paid. Now, somebody made the comment the other day that if the rand keeps on strengthening, we'll be getting petrol for free one of these days. So I don't think we'll quite get there. But if fuel is cheap, but the product is still sold internationally at a good price, it's a much healthier basis from which to operate.
Having said that, looking at your WRTRP transaction with Sibanye-Stillwater, Sibanye saying that it's going to be looking at taking that JV to other territories, looking at other metals where opportunities lie. Where do those talks sit? How much potential growth to be derived on that front?
Look, the Sibanye team is a very they're in a hurry. You know, they do loads and loads of deals. My focus in the near term is to try and achieve with this new asset what we've achieved with the Ergo asset, to have a stable, predictable business that can take that has a good cost base, and that can take advantage of higher gold price and gold price volatility. I think we can get there. And off that base, hopefully, we'll be given an opportunity to also look at other opportunities and grow the business. But yes, the team has the ability to set up a business that can deliver large volume of material through a plant and then be ultra focused on the extraction portion of that. And that is a rare skill set. And it's certainly something that I think one can take elsewhere in the world and be a dynamic participant in that space as well.
Yeah.
There are not many players in the international arena that can do that, and I think we have a team that's built up a very special skill set over time.
Well, let's leave it there. Neil, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Neil Pretorius is CEO of DRD Gold.